With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Trump signing a measure that funds much of the Department of Homeland Security, ending the longest agency shutdown in U.S. history. The bipartisan funding package had passed the House earlier in the day, Thursday. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth winning the battle against the Democrats on Capitol Hill as they sparred verbally over the war in Iran. It began when Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed claimed that the Trump administration went into the war with no coherent strategy.
Today, our nation is in a worse strategic position. The Strait of Hormuz was open, now it is closed. 13 service members have tragically lost their lives, and more than 400 have been wounded.
Hegseth says lawmakers should not be criticizing the war.
The biggest adversary we face at this point are the reckless naysayers and defeatist words of congressional Democrats and some Republicans. Defeatists from the cheap seats who 2 months in seek to undermine the incredible efforts that have been undertaken and the historic nature of taking on a 47-year threat with the courage no other president has had.
If you thought the changes in college sports had finally ended, well, guess again. The Big 12 is now the first conference to strike a private capital deal. The conference apparently now has a 5-year agreement with Redbird Capital Partners. It was ratified this past week by Big 12 presidents and chancellors. Now, Redbird will provide the conference with a $12.5 million capital infusion and also offer up to a $30 million line of credit for each Big 12 school. This is SRN News. An abortion bill advancing in Colorado.
Lawmakers given preliminary approval to legislation that would require all colleges and universities in the state to provide abortion pills to students. The measure would apply to both public and private institutions. It does provide an opt-out for schools that have a, quote, bona fide religious reason, but it would leave it up to the state to decide what bona fide means. Pills now account for the vast majority of abortions in the United States. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, America's churches are apparently grappling with the decline of marriage and family. For centuries, marriage and child rearing have been among the main ways that adults are integrated into congregational life. Couples who share the same faith tend to be more observant, and they often raise children within that tradition. Today, 42% of adults are not married nor living with a partner. This is SRN News. President Trump removing tariffs on scotch and some bourbons, touting the move as a celebration of the connection between the United States and United Kingdom to cap off the visit of King Charles and Queen Camilla's four-day visit.
This was Scotland and Kentucky, mostly Kentucky. And I just took all the restrictions off, so Scotland and Kentucky can start dealing again. And I did it in honor of the king and queen who just left. They're heading back. And it was a big deal. They've been trying to get this for a long time.
Apple has posted strong quarterly earnings, beating out Wall Street expectations. The January-March results showing continued momentum in iPhone sales. Outgoing CEO Tim Cook says it was the company's best March quarter ever. More details at srnnews.com.